Episode 159, BulaNetwork.com. When you blend in, you do not stick out. Duh. It's funny when you talk to kids, especially middle school kids and even high school kids. It really seems to be prominent with the young people that I know that are in middle school. You know, there's that not wanting to stick out. You know, you really want to blend in. You want to be part of the crowd. And then when you get to be an adult, it's the last thing you want. You want to stand out. And there's just book after book after book about getting attention and, you know, building your personal brand and celebrity branding and yada, yada, yada. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on. And so hard these kids are working to blend in. So it struck me as odd that from the time you're, I don't know, probably pre-teens, all through your teens, and probably much into college, in fact, you know, you're working just so hard to be part of the group, to fit in, to blend in. And then the whole game changes on you. And it's like, well, wait a minute, this isn't going to work. People gripe about, I don't know about where it is where you are, but occasionally you'll hear a debate about uniforms at schools that are thinking about trying to have kids wear uniforms. And of course, a number of charter schools do have uniforms. Now, they may not be, you know, we're not talking crazy fancy stuff, but we are talking where everybody looks the same. And I don't know. I can't just cite off the top of my head the surveys and the studies, but I have read a bit of research, not a ton. It's not that interesting to me, but I have read some research about this because there is something too at this age where, you know, kids are trying to fit in, and it really is one of the first places where the establishment of a class system takes place. I remember in elementary school, I had friends that it was abundantly clear to me they at least lived a more affluent life than my family did. And there were other people, there were other kids that I was very friendly with, and they were close friends. And it was clear to me that they lived in a far less affluent state than I lived. And I deemed myself as very, very middle class. Did I care? No. I remember a friend in grade school who lived like right across the street from the school, and just a very small frame house, this little innocuous. I didn't care. He didn't care. Now, we lived on acreage and had a much nicer place. If he came over to play, I didn't care. I had another friend who lived kind of between where he lived and where I lived, and her house was very nondescript. I didn't care. You know, there was no judging going on. We were in elementary school. We didn't care. We were friends. I like that. There's something to be said for that. But as you get older, and the reason that there are so many pro arguments in favor of school uniforms, and that's not what this is about. This is about blending in versus standing out, is for that very reason, is it takes away all those societal pressures and everybody is just kind of equal. It's kind of like back in elementary school. Problem is, it's not realistic, of course. It sounds great and wonderful. It's a good philosophy, but it's probably it doesn't have any more legs than that. It sounds great. Nobody's going to do it, of course. Oh, look at what he's driving. Oh, look at that custom suit he's wearing. Oh, look at that. Look at that watch on his wrist. I guess women, you know, they're looking at the outfit and they're looking at shoes and the purse and whatever else. I don't know. Whatever it is for girls and whatever it is for guys, it is what it is. And we do make judgments. Now, sometimes we're completely wrong. I mean, sometimes things are not what they appear to be. Lance Armstrong appears to be one thing. It's not. It's one of those, hey, look at this hand, look at this hand, look at this hand. No, don't quit looking at this one. You can't stand out if you blend in. But there are times, man, there are times we want to blend in. It's kind of funny. I've been listening to a number of podcasts from people that went to New Media Expo out in Vegas. And of course, and it's all the social media types, right? I mean, it's all the people that are into blogging and podcasting and videoing and stuff. And you want to blend in. You want to be one of the crowd, but no, not really. You know, really, you want to be that guy, that woman. I want to be up there. I want to be on stage. So there's this huge component to want to fit into this society, this group, and it could be any group. Okay, I'm just picking that one. But as much as we want to blend in, we want to be part of that community, but we really kind of want to be up here. It's called a pecking order for a reason, you know. I mean, anybody that's been in a farmyard and has seen chickens, you get it. You instantly get it the minute you go into a farmyard. I mean, you have these chickens and these roosters, and I mean, the level of their head is just, it's pretty bizarre to watch. I remember watching it as a kid and somebody explaining it to me back long before I even knew what a pecking order was. I guess I had probably heard that phrase, but it just seemed odd to me. Just to watch them, you know, and just peck at an opponent. You know, here I am. I'm part of the, I don't know, what are they, flocks of chickens? I don't know what they are. It's not a herd. I know that. And, you've got your head, you're trying to get your head a little too high for me. And so, you know, they peck at each other. And we do the same thing. Well, not physically, but we do it in other ways. You know, we can snipe at each other. It's interesting to me to observe all the envy that goes on, because there's an enormous amount of envy that happens because people are envious of people who have achieved or are achieving. And there's all this modeling that's going on, all this attempt to replicate going on. And you're like, wait a minute. When you blend in, you don't stick out. So if someone is achieving success, hey, let's all do that. Okay, well, now how are you going to stand out? If we're all trying to do the same thing the same way, how are you going to stand out? Well, yeah, he did it. Well, yeah, but the minute we all do it, it's no longer unique. It's as though people collectively have not thought this through very well. That's just interesting to me. Oh, I have no truths to disseminate to you. I'd love to tell you that I do. It's just, I guess the challenge is to decide who and what you want to be without regard for what anybody else is. For me, there's a notable exception to that. And it's only as it relates to business, and that is in view of the market and in view of the competition. Now, I realize that we live in a day and age where, you know, the whole zero-sum thing is frankly held in great disbelief. My generation believed, rightly or wrongly, believed that the market had a size. Now, yes, the market could be expanded, but the market basically had a finite size. And of course it did, primarily because we're talking about the pre-internet age. There's little doubt that the post-internet age, the market size is magnificently larger. But are we to assume that any market, every market, is ever expanding and just goes on into infinity, and as a result, just stick out from the crowd and you will earn your share of market? I'm not sure about that. I'm just telling you how I feel. I'm not sure about that. I mean, does it mean that I'm super competitive? Yeah, it does. You know, does it mean that the pie's not big enough for everybody? Oh, I think the pie's big enough for maybe a number of people. Is it big enough for everybody? No, I don't think it is. Well, let's define our terms. If it's big enough for everybody to stand out, no. No. I mean, just take something like attention. Do you think that attention is infinite in scope? No, mine's not. Yours isn't. How much attention do you have? How much attention do I have? Do you have enough attention to pay attention to every major, just major, define that any way you want, every major blogger? How about every major podcaster? You know how many podcasts I have in my iTunes subscription feed right now? I counted these the other day. I think 62. You know how many of them I'm up to the current episode on? Two? Maybe? And maybe not even two. No, I'm not counting my own. And they range from everything from, you know, social media kind of stuff to technical skill kind of stuff to Freakonomics kind of stuff to APM the story kind of stuff to, you know, music related kind of stuff. I might be up to speed with one. And these people that are producing shows every day, I mean, I guess somebody's listening to all of these. I can't imagine how, of course, to me, it just seems like a daunting task. You know, I'm going to produce something every day. You know, I'll get on a roll and there might be a day that I record a handful of things and then, you know, release them out. But when we think about attention as a currency, and it is, when you blend in, you don't stick out. How much can you stick out when it comes to craving and earning attention? It's difficult. Don't know. Don't have an answer. Well, I do have an answer. The answer is to try to find, you know, where you fit, your space, your spot. And I'm going to end on this note that may be somewhat controversial, but increasingly, I believe one of the huge differentiators is not going to be substance. It's going to be style. There's a ton of substance out there. You can find information. Conversation was happening at church Sunday. My son, who's an assistant principal, one of the young ladies who's in high school, she had her history book there. This was after church, and he picks it up and he's looking at it, and they're having this conversation about schoolwork and whatnot, and history, and how history is, history continues to be taught by memorizing dates. You'd think we had migrated past that and figured this out, but no. And they're having this conversation about it and about how just getting your head wrapped around the real truth behind history. And it certainly isn't manifested in the memorization of a date. I mean, to have some concept of the date, you know, to know that the Civil War happened in the 1860s has got some value, but there is so much more to it than that. And as they're having this conversation, it was just interesting to overhear about this whole attention span and this whole, you know, learning and figuring things out and knowing where you are in relationship to history. I don't know where you are. There are days I don't know where I'm at in trying to figure that stuff out. but we want to blend in to some degree, but to a larger degree, we want to stand out. We want to stand apart. And the style is going to overcome the substance, because what this conversation with this young lady about her high school history class, one of the things that came up was to test on something that can be so easily Googled is a game changer, where my generation had to read and study something. We now can pick up a phone that is in our purse or our pocket, and we can go to Wikipedia. We can go to Google. Why do I need to memorize a date? I can look it up. I can look it up in seconds. Well, if I've got a good signal. So now it's a matter of the style with which a teacher perhaps might could convey to a student the scope and the scale and the subtleties of the history. Do those not matter more than the mere dates that certain things happened, to give us the context, to give us the sense and the idea and the feel of what was going on, how people were living, what they were thinking, their beliefs, their mindset, their perspective, their views? Sure. Sure. The whole game has changed. And as information continues to just flood us, and it is so accessible, now we're going to shift to, now I care more about how I get it. The substance is the substance. Who can give it to me in the most engaging way? Who can give it to me in the most entertaining way? Who stands out for me as a voice of authority? My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is Bula, B-U-L-A. It's a Fiji term. It means life. In particular, it means life is good. I think it is. I hope yours is. I'm trying to make mine better. BulaNetwork.com is the website. This is The Yellow Studio.